The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, we're at AwesomeCon 2014. We interview a man of many voices. He is Yakko from the Animaniacs and Raphael from the Ninja Turtles. Rob Paulson is on the show. I'm Sean Holmes, and you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight. You're boldly going nowhere. Going nowhere. I'm Sean Holmes, and here at AwesomeCon 2014 with none other than Rob Paulson.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out to AwesomeCon.
Oh,
it's been,
man. My pleasure.
Just a phenomenal con. So, you've been here last year, I assume.
I did not. This is the first year I've been to AwesomeCon, yeah.
What's your impression of what stands out, this particular con stands out above other conventions?
The incredible sweetness of the fans. I mean, it's not that they aren't sweet at other cons, but for some reason, they just seem to be particularly extra kind. Everybody is just so dear and lovely and very involved. We've had Maurice and I had a Pinky in the Brain panel yesterday, and then we did a panel at which a bunch of us read a Ghostbusters script in different character voices, and the audience response was so wonderful, and the people coming up today talking about it, I mean, they were just lovely and complimentary and sort of extra sweet. Very nice.
How awesome was that show, by the way?
I'm glad you liked it. We always have a great time with those. It's kind of like, you know, you catch as catch can, because I'm never concerned, because the actors, the quality of the actors is so high that whatever you come up with, even the screw-ups are going to be funny because they're so clever, you know. But you always want to make sure that they're entertaining. And so my concern, if that's the correct word, is that people aren't bored. You know, I don't want to have them spend an hour of their time. Often they've waited in line for another hour, yeah, and have them walk out and go, well, that was stupid. And so far we haven't had that. So everybody seems to be happy, and it's a pleasure to be part of it.
Yeah. In the years past, I mean, like, you've been voice acting for, I mean, wouldn't want to count the years, but
oh yeah, I'll tell you, the first ones I did were G.I. Joe and Transformers. In the 1983, I was Snow Job and Tripwire and G.I. Joe, and then on Transformers, I was Aerial Bots, like Air Raid and Slingshot or something. They were my first jobs. So yeah, we're talking about 31 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's like a role that really stuck out to you in terms of like your favorite? I would say.
Well, it sounds coy, but it's a Sophie's Choice. I've had really, you can make an argument that I've had five pretty iconic roles that I've been lucky enough to do. You have Raphael and now Donatello on the latest iteration of Turtles. Certainly those are well known. But then Pinky and on Pinky the Brain, Yakko on Animaniacs, Carl Weezer on Jimmy Neutron, and then kind of the second tier were Arthur on The Mask and Mighty Max and, you know, Fairly Odd Parents and all these other things that I've had the good fortune to do. I would have to say, if I had to make a choice, probably Pinky, because I was lucky enough to win an Emmy for Pinky, and it meant a lot to me and my family, so that was pretty cool. But and now, here we are, you know, 20-odd years later, I don't even know how many Pinky and the Brain pictures I signed for people, and they still love that little guy, and so it really meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I still, like, love Pinky and the Brain.
They're oh, clearly you're a man of impeccable taste with respect to lab mice. Thank you.
Narf!
Yeah. It's just it seems like one of those great jobs that you have, to where, you know, you just kind of, I mean, in between takes, obviously you have your business side, but, you know, in between takes, you can just kind of like relax with your friends. And
oh,
just
Sean, it really is pure joy. I know I say it a lot, and people who've heard me interviewed before, they probably think that I'm a little bit, you know, I'm so saccharine that it sounds like I'm Pollyanna, but it's the truth. I work with people every day that I would choose to be my personal friends. I was just on a panel before this with Phil LaMarr and Maurice LaMarche. They're not only two dear friends who have been to my house and parties, but they're world-class actors. And they make me laugh to the point where I have to stop working because they're so good, you know? So you're right. It is a complete joy to go to work. And the older I get, the luckier I know that I am, because when you can get to be my age and you can look forward to going to work and you don't have to go, oh, I don't want it. Yeah, I can't wait for the weekend. Then I won the lottery, you know, totally.
Yeah, that just, and even Pinky in the Brain, I remember listening to the Nerdist podcast.
Oh, Mo and I were on that. Yeah, you liked that. Wasn't that cool?
That was awesome. And it discussed how kind of you started Pinky in the Brain as kind of these like British blokes.
I was British. Maurice was doing Orson Welles. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sort of more, Pinky started out down more stupid down here. Hey, God, Brian. Sorry, I'm a little bit hoarse from this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, God, what are we going to do tonight, Brian? But
then it sort of morphed into more up here, a little cuter. Hello, Brian. La, 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 la.
You know, and it came very charming. It's a charming character. And the reason it works is it's screenwriting 101. You know, the people care about the relationships. They care about the characters. Pinky... Even though you know the brain is trying to take over the world, Pinky thinks it's for nothing but the most altruistic reasons, and his deep love and respect for the brain, and so it's just a lovely relationship. And of course, it's silly and goofy and wacky and funny, and that's due to the incredible writing and the great skill of the animators. And
yeah, I was just about to say about Animaniacs.
Oh
just
yeah,
just the way it was just written was so.
No kidding, man.
Yeah.
Hello, Nurse.
Applied to all around an audience, and they kind of made political jokes here and aside.
Absolutely.
There,
and you know what, Sean? The fact is now that 20 years later, after those shows had been released in September 2013, 20 years ago last year, those shows are still relevant because you guys were probably in a grade school or something, right?
Yeah.
And you can watch them and enjoy them then, and now you can watch them again and get some of the hip cultural references, and it's still relevant. And that is the genius of Steven Spielberg. He knew, because his inspirations were Rocky and Bullwinkle and the Looney Tunes folks, he knew that what he was writing is something that was going to be timeless. And we were very aware that we were working on something that was going to be special. And I have signed as many Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain pictures as Ninja Turtles things this weekend. So it is every bit as relevant. And people your age can watch them with your parents. And it's freaking hysterical. Music is unbelievable. Right?
Like, I watched it with my nephew, and he loves it.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's only like 10 years old, but he's laughing at all these jokes, and I'm living at a different level.
Right.
And it just applies to both audiences, which is very important.
Very important and very unusual. And The Simpsons, Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain, Futurama, there are very few shows that have a cultural significance in sequence, right? Ninja Turtles is the same way. That thing, the new version of Turtles, is being made by people your age. And that's fantastic. And it was really smart for Viacom to buy it when they bought it. Because now we're getting to an age where I did the original one 25 years ago, and the people who are 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, my son's 29. He was a turtle freak when I was doing Raphael. And now he's a turtle freak again because it's being made with sensibilities that respect the franchise by people your age. They go to the conventions. They're total geeks like the rest of us. So when they started making Turtles, they knew and they respected what it was all about. And so it's not surprising to me that it's huge again.
Like, all you had to do was basically go from, like, red to...
Purple.
Purple.
Yeah, now that my hair's gray.
Just using your regular voice.
Yeah, my hair's gray and purple goes with gray. Yeah. Well, and it is pretty much the same. I mean, Raphael was pretty much my voice. You know, Shredder, you tin-faced geek, get back here and taste cold turtle steel, you know, was Raphael. And now Donnie's a little, you know, maybe nerdier, but he, you know, it's still kind of my voice, although he's really crazy about April O'Neil, and there's this interspecies romance. Bye, guys. Bye, Lanero family. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love those little kids. So, yeah, it's not too dissimilar, but the attitudes are different. And one of the really lovely things I hear from people who are fans of both shows, they come up and say, you know, I heard you were doing it. At first I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. Then I thought, ooh, he's not playing the same character. That's going to be weird because, you know, nostalgia is a very powerful emotion. And then they hear it and they go, no, you know what? I totally get it. You're Donatello. So that's a really nice compliment because that means I'm doing my job as an actor. They're not hearing Raph bleeding into Donnie. They're getting the fact that there are nuances and there are quirks to Donatello that were not germane to Raphael. I'm doing my job.
And honing the craft.
Yeah.
Besides with the particular directed ones, there's also everyone does impressions.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken, You do.
Everybody loves to do Chris Walken.
This is amazing. Just the and also Bill Clinton was.
Oh, thanks, man. Hysterical. Yo, you meet from last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were doing that thing last night, I made some joke about Monica Lewinsky and them Cuban cigars and how she done screwed every damn one of them up, man. If I'd have known that, I'd have kept my fancy cigars in the safe. But, yeah, and then we all, you know, we all try to do Chris Walken because he's so weird and has that odd cadence, so bizarre. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's just fun. And the thing is, the stuff you see in these live script readings, and I highly recommend to any of your audience, whether I'm in them or not, go see them. If you're at a convention and there's a script reading with all these world-class voice actors, whether it's Star Wars or Gone with the Wind, it doesn't matter. It's really entertaining. And the, like Phil LaMarr doing Michael Jackson and Barack Obama and doing Snoop Dogg. And, oh, my God. Maurice doing Peter Falk. And just crazy, crazy talent.
And then Ernie Hudson walking.
How about that?
I did you guys even know about that? Oh, yeah,
yeah, we knew that he was coming. Right, look, we just didn't know when.
You played the part pretty good because you're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Ernie Hudson's here. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was cool.
Anyway. Oh, we got questions. Wow.
Oh, cool. Is this from the internet?
Yeah, this is hey, Colin, you can read these.
Colin, ladies and gentlemen.
One of our collaborators actually has a question for you. What does Batroc Zilliper think about the live-action performance of Batroc Zilliper in Captain America the Winter Soldier?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. My kid, my son, who's 29, called me up, and he's a big, you know, Marvel geek. He called me after seeing it, and he said, oh, my God, Captain America is freaking great. And then somebody else, a friend of his, said, oh, tell your dad Batroc is in it. So I haven't seen it yet. All I know is the one I do is really over the top, leap. And I even say to myself, I'm going to leap. See, you watch me on the TV, don't you? This guy going down this the escalator, recognize the leaper. So I can only assume it's great. Anything that's Marvel and Stan Lee has his fingerprint on is going to be great, man. You know, I don't know who the actor was, but is that who it was? I would love to do some more live-action stuff, but, you know, the cool thing about what I do is nobody cares what I look like. So
you just
fun.
Show up in a T-shirt and...
Yeah, I'll just show up and move out of the way. I am the leaper. But thanks, man.
No problem. That was it? All righty. Well, thank you so much for...
Hey, my pleasure, Sean.
Hanging out with us here today. And if you could just send us out as Pinky, that'd be awesome.
I'd be happy to. Hey, Gad, all you beautiful listeners, we are boldly going nowhere together. And trust me, I've been nowhere together. Thank you, Narf.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.
Narf!